Vayter and Shasra and Daf Chav, picking up on the second live in Daf Chav. Now, we're going to be continuing on just in the beginning of a discussion that we started yesterday about Kol Davar Shebechovo Eino Ba Ela Min HaChulin. We tried to ask what about a double up move, right, of Afagav the Parish. Like Rabbi Shlakish asked Rav Yochanan, a person says, this is my Toda, and I'm also going to be able to go ahead and be Yotzei my Chagiga with it. If you try to double up, does that work? Does that not work? We end up by saying, nice try, doubling up doesn't do anything. We only take the first part of it, and the second part falls away. Like, for example, a person says, I'll be a Nazir, and after I'm done with the Naziris, I'm going to go and cut my hair, which has been Karbanos, from the money of Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni is not Chulin, the money of Meiser Sheni. So, but I'm designating the Meiser Sheni, but at the same time, I'm going to say, I'm going to use that as for my carbon. Answers, it works for my Sasheni, but sorry, it doesn't work for your carbon. Now the Gemara, based off that principle, now looks in the following story. Zakta Gemara, Hu Gavra. Oh, I'm sorry. After that, we're going to jump into a statement the Gemara is going to bring about smicha, what you're allowed to do smicha on and not allowed to do smicha on, and yontif and not on yontif. We're going to have Rav Yitzchak come along and explain that statement, where they're going to go back and forth within that world. Then after that, we're going to go into a discussion about whether it's true or not that Beishamay say Shalmei Chova don't need smicha. Then move on to story time with Hillel Zaken, a few stories of Hillel and Shammai. And then back to yesterday's Machlokas Beishamay Sil about Olas Re'iya, whether you bring that on Yontif or not. Beishamay says no, Beishil says yes, and why that is the case. Okay, let's jump into the Gemara now. Hu Gavra da Amar Lehu. Rashi says, it was a mitzava machas misa. There was a guy who was dying, so he said to the people that were there, "Havale arbe mei zuze leploni." Give 400 zuz to this guy, v'lintziv barte, and then he let him go and marry my kid. Let him marry my daughter. The Gemara says, "Amar papa arbe mei shalkili." The guy can take the 400 zuz. He gets it. Whoever. Brate, in reference to his daughter, Ibai Nasiv, Ibai Lonas. If he wants to, he can marry her. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. So we see that these are two separate statements that just happen to have come together, but one is not contingent on the other. Like we said yesterday, same idea. A person says, I'll be a Nazir, and then use the money towards of my Sushani, take the first half and not the second half. Says the Gemara, Taima, Damra, Havulei, Vilinsev. The reason why this is so is because it's given the money, and then the second statement was then marry the daughter. Avali Amar, Linsev, Vahavulei. If you were to say the opposite way, say, you can marry my daughter and give him the money, so then, E Nasiv Shakil, if he marries, he gets the money, V'ilo Nasiv Lo Shakil. If he doesn't marry, he doesn't get the money. Next, Yosef Mirayim, V'kamer Lo Shemaitim Shemaitim Nafshir. Mirayim said, and he said this whole shtickle in his own name. He didn't say it to Avriokun Rishalkus question back and forth. He said it by himself. Amar Le Ravina Le Mirayimar. Ravina said back to Mirayim when he heard that, Atun Hachim Asnisan Lu. Atun Hachim Asnisan Lu. You taught it like that. Anan kidabay mine Rish Lakish Mir of Yochanan Masnisan La Masninan La. We taught it as Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish having an interaction back and forth with one another. Okay, now into the next part of the Gemara. Let's talk about smicha. Now, before we jump into this, I'm just going to give you a little bit of an overview. We have something known as an ola, something known as a shlamim, different types of karbanos. An ola means it goes up, like all of it. Ola, it's completely and totally burnt up to the Lord. A shlamim, we eat part of the shlamim. Now, there's two different categories. There's a nadava and there's a chiyav. So we have an olas nadava and a shalmei nadava. We have an olas chova and a shalmei chova. Obligation and as a voluntary offering. Here, the Ikar Nekudas has to be known. In Olas Nedava, in other words, in Ola, which means all to Hashem, it's a Nedava, voluntary. The Torah Dafka says by it, a pasuk mafurish, you need to have smicha. You have to lean on it with all of your body. And that's something which can't be done in Yontif. Generally, we say we can't allow to use an animal. That's already going to be a discussion whether you can do it in Yontif or can't do it. But the general principle is you're not allowed to use an animal on Yontif, and that would be the issue that would arrive. But an Olas Nedava needs, we learn from the Torah explicitly, says smicha. A Shalmei Nedava, so both of the Nedavas you see, the Torah also says you do smicha. What about an Olas Chova or a Shalmei Chova? The Torah doesn't explicitly say anything about the Olas Chova or the Shalmei Chova about whether or not smicha or not smicha. And that's where the question comes about. Okay, with that introduction, let's take a look. Tani Tana Kamei de Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba. The following idea was brought before Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba. Vayakriv esa ola vayasea kamishpat. Potsik says, and this is talking about the miluim, when Aaron had to bring it when they were making the Mishkan, and on the last day of Aaron had to go ahead and bring a ola. And that's in that context, it's known as a olas chova. He has to bring in olas chova. And over it says the word kamishpat. And darshan's on that, kamishpat olas nadova. The olas chova is kamishpat, has to be like the law of the olas nadova. Limed el olas chova shetu'una smicha. So there, we have olas nadova and shalme nadova explicitly written out. But let's hold off on the shalme for a second. The olas nadova is explicitly that you do smicha, you lean on the animal and you bring it as a carbon. And now the olas chova, we have a pasuk which says the word kamishpat, and milu kamishpat by Aaron and Miluim must mean kamishpat of the olas nedava, which is smicha, so you have to do it over here as well. Okay, that is the statement. Amar Leir Rav Yitzchak says back. He says Rav Yitzchak by Abba the following statement back. Oh, the Amar Lachmani, who is the one who this goes like? Beis Shammai. This goes like Beis Shammai. Now I'm going to spell this out, then we're going to read it inside. Rav Yitzchak suggests that this goes like Beis Shammai. He does not learn Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava. Now, what in the world? When were we talking about that? We were talking about the Olas Nedava and the Olas Chova. But let's just get back into another discussion. We're going to start to see something. Right? There's an idea of a Shalmei Chova and a Shalmei Nedava. The Shalmei Nedava is the Torah says do smicha. The question is, do you learn a Shalmei Chova from that? And the answer is that Beis Shammai does not. How do we know that? Because we have Machlokas in our Mishnah. Or Beis Hillel says to do smicha on yontif for shalmei chova. Oh, interesting. He's saying that you do smicha on shalmei chova, and that was the one that nothing is said by it, because he holds that we learn shalmei chova from shalmei nedava. Therefore, you chai to do smicha. Versus Beis Shammai says you don't learn one from the other. Therefore, no smicha on yontif, yontif for chova, or really ever. Rashi says the reason is because since you can't compare the two, one can be done anytime. The other is only done at specific times, so only nedavas, but not by chova. Now, if we continue the logic, then we would say for ola as well that a nedava doesn't do smicha. However, right? So we say just like by a shalmei chova, we don't do smicha. So to shalmei nedava, you also don't do smicha. But now we have a pasuk telling us otherwise, kamishpat. So therefore, olas nedava needs smicha. Okay. Now, and since Beis Hillel learns that shalmei chova and shalmei nedava, he does put those two together. He learns one from the other. Therefore, similarly by olas as well. Therefore, there's no need for kamishpat to link them. That's why Yitzchak says the statement goes like Beis Shammai. Okay, I hope that was clear. Let's read inside now. He says, "Damar Lachmani, who is that Beis Shammai? The Lo Gami Shammai Chova from Shammai Nedava. He doesn't learn out Shammai Chova from Shammai Nedava. The Beis Hillel, because you want to say it's Beis Hillel. We know Beis Hillel. Given the Gami Shammai Chova from Shammai Nedava, he does learn out Shammai Chova from Shammai Nedava. Olas Chova Nami Lo Tibayikra. Then he wouldn't need a pasuk for the Olas Chova. The Gami Me Olas Nedava. He just learns it from Olas Nedava. So therefore, at the end of the day, it's got to be that it's not the Beis Hillel. This is going like Beis Shammai."
Who says, maybe your Hanukkah Yitzchak is off. Why are you saying that Beis Hillel learned Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava?
Maybe he actually learns it from Olas Chova. In other words, we know Olas Nedava, the Torah says you do smicha, and maybe we learn Olas Chova from Olas Nedava from the word Kamishpat, and now we learn Shalmei Chova from Olas Chova.
And the Olas Chova does need a Krav Kamishpat, and therefore maybe we can even go according to Beis Hillel.
Oh, what can you do now? Sit back, nah, rejection.
Wrong trap. Why is it that he's not learning it from Shalmei Nedava?
You want to say that he's learning Shalmei Chova from Olas Chova? Maybe he's learning from Shalmei Nedava. Why do you want to say not? Shekei Metsuyin. You want to say the reason why you don't learn it out from it? You have a pircha because one of them is whenever you want and the other one isn't. Right? You can do the Shalmei Nedava, whatever you want. The Shalmei Chova, you can't do whatever you want. In that case, if that's what you want to say is a kasha, so then me Olas Chova Nami Logami. Then I could find you a difference between the Shalmei Chova and the Olas Chova. You know what that is? She can't call it. The Olas Chova is completely and totally burnt up, and the Shalmei Chova is not. So therefore, maybe you can't learn one from the other. So therefore, now we're like in a stalemate. We're stuck. Where does we still learn that, like he does in the Mishnah, that Shalmei Chova gets smicha? Answers the Gemara, Ella Asya Mi Beinayu. He learns out from the two of them. We got a Mama Rashi over here, but it comes out to say that Beis Hillel learns Smicha by Shalmei Chova by getting down to the common denominator of the Olas Chova and the Shalmei Nedava. In other words, why does the Olas Chova have to do it, and why does Shalmei Nedava bring it? The Shalmei Nedava, the Torah says explicitly. The Torah says, you do Smicha. The Olas Chova, we darshan Kamishpat, that just like Olas Nedava does, so too Olas Chova.
But there's a common denominator by both of them. Both of them need smicha. Now, but each one, you can't say each one has a pircha on the other, and yet still they both have to do it, and therefore what's the commonality? The ola is kalil, and shlomim isn't, so that can't be the deciding factor, right? If something's kalil or not kalil, because the shlomim is not kalil. And the shalom and the dava are more often. The dava can be brought pretty much whenever, and ola shkova is not, so that can't be the deciding factor. So what's the deciding factor is that both can be brought by a yachid, and both need niske yayin. This Rashi spells that. So anything else that's like that also needs smicha. What else can be brought by a yachid? It also needs a niske yayin, needs a wine libations. Shalmei chova. Therefore, he learns it out from when you put the two of them together. Asim Ibnai pulls that from between the two of them, and that's why he says you're going to be chayiv. Period. Okay, so we could say that it's even going according to Beis Hillel, and not only the Beis Shammai. And remember that statement was, we started off this whole Gemara was Tani Tana Kami Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba Vayik Terei Junior. The pasuk says Vayakrev is Ola Vayasa Kamishpat Olas Nedava Limid Al Olas Chova Shetina Smucha Shenitishetuna Smicha. That could even go into the world of Beis Hillel as well. Now, one of the things along the way that Rav Yitzchak had said is that Beit Shammai says you're not allowed to go ahead and do smicha on a korban on yontif. Why? Because since Shalmei Chova, they don't do it on a weekday. Therefore, you don't do it on yontif. In fact, the Gemara of Asavi Beit Shammai, Shalmei Chova lo ba'i smicha. Is it true? Does Beit Shammai really say that Shalmei Chova, you don't do smicha? Well, Tanya, we learned in a braisa, which seems to say differently. Amar Yossi, lo nechuku Beit Shammai Beis Hillel, smicha atzma shetzarech. They both agree you need smicha. Oh, Amanechu, what is their machlokas? I'll take a flasmicha shchita. Whether or not you have to do smicha immediately before shchita or not. Beit Shammai says you don't have to do it right before. Therefore, do it on a weekday, and then on yontif you could do the shchita because you did the smicha already. And if you didn't do it, then sorry, you can't do it now because you could have done it before. Rabbi Silomar Mitzarech has to be done immediately. Therefore, it's doche yontif because you couldn't have done it before. It has to be done immediately. Okay, so that's pretty much against Rav Yitzchak, who says that according to Beis Shammai, Shalmei Chova don't do smicha. So we see over here that they both agree that they do. Says Gemara, who do Amar Kai Tana? He holds like the following Tana. Tanya, you're looking at the Braisa. Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Lo nechlu Beis Shammai u Beis Hillel al tekef smicha shchita shetzarech. They're not arguing about whether or not you have to do it immediately before or do you have to do it not before. In other words, when you have to do smicha, you have to do it immediately before. Amar nechlu, what are they arguing over? Al smicha atzma, whether you have to do smicha at all when it comes to the Shalmei Chova, Shebe Shammai Omrim Eino Tzarech, says you don't have to, Beis Hillel Omrim Tzarech, Beis Hillel says you do. So this is what Yitzchak is working within the world of. Story time. Tana Rabbanan, Maisa B'Hillel HaZaken, the story with Hillel HaZaken. Shehevi Ola Sela Zer Litzmach Alev Yom Tov. He brought his Ola, this is the Ola's Re'ia, which we saw in the Beis, in the Mishnah, that Beis Hillel say you're allowed to bring the Olas Re'iyah, right? Lashem, you learned from the Pasuk Lashem. We saw that yesterday, so we're going to see it again in a moment. So he brought his Olas Re'iyah. Hillel himself, Hillel HaZaken, it's not Beis Hillel, Hillel HaZaken. Hevi Olas Olas Lazar Lisma Chalei Abiyamt. If he went to go to do smicha on it, he was going to bring his a carbon to Hashem. Chavru Alav Tamidi Shammai HaZaken. So they gathered around them, the Shammainiks, and they said, hey, what do you think you're doing over there? Amar Lo, Mativo Shabahem Azu. What's the deal? What you trying to do with this animal? Amalahem, he says to them, whoa, what are you worried about? You're worried I'm going to do smicha or something? Don't worry, people. Nekeva hi. Ulizivchei shlamim evesia. I brought it, this is a nekeva. Rashi explains, what does that help? She'in ola nekeva. It can't be it's an ola because an ola can't be a nekeva. And this is a nekeva. Ulizivchei shlamim. I brought this for shlamim. And that everybody agrees. Lachem, you can go and you can shecht a shlamim because you can eat from it. Rashi says, mirov anvasanuso, because of how much of a novi was, Shal Hillel, Hayim Hashanim Bnei Shalom, he changed his words for Shalom in order that there shouldn't be any fights. He didn't want to argue with them. He just said, nah, it's a female. Kishkesh Lahem Biznava. And he moved a little bit the tail. Rashi says, in order to trick them, that they should think it's a female. Vahacholam, and they left them alone. That day, Shammai, Gavra Yom, their hand was strengthened over Beishamai, over Beis Hillel. They wanted to make the halacha like them, against Hillel, that you're not allowed to do smicha on Shalmei on Shalmei Chova, and also you can't bring Ola and all that Shtikl Torah. And what happened was that there was someone there, Vayasham Zakin Echad Mimitamidai, Shammai Zakin, there was someone over there from the Talmidim, one elder from the Talmidim of Shammai, Ubaba Ben Buta's name, his name was Baba Ben Buta. So Yodea Shalacha Basil, he knew that Lacha was like Basila. So he's like, it's like the elderly man steps in and says, you guys not going to mess with him. V'shalach, and what does he do? He wanted to make sure that this wouldn't get bloody and that everyone should realize that Talach is like a Beis Hillel over here, even though he's a shamanic himself. Shalach, beep, turn the page. Chafim Abayz. V'hevi kol tzon keder b'shalayim. He sent a message to go bring all the sheeps. Rashi says, me'ulim hayu, like all the chashav sheep in Yerushalayim. Amida mazar, put them on Azara. V'amar, kol mi shevot to lismach, v'yavu yismach. Anyone wants to come and do smicha, come and do smicha. Come to basically go straight up against Beis Shammai, the way Beis Hillel paskins. Osa yom, gavri yodam shal Beis Hillel. On that day, Beis Hillel, they got their glory. The kava alacha gamosa, the lacha was decided like them. V'loy yusham adam, she'ira badavar az klum. And nobody argued with it. It stayed as was. Now, right after that, what happened was Shuv Maisa, another story. Rashi says, "La'achar Maisa Azeh, Hoya Maisa B'Talmid Echad." After it was already paskind and everything was clear that this is like Beis Hillel, a story happened. "B'Talmid Echad Mitalmid Beis Hillel." There was a Talmid of Beis Hillel. Shehevi Ola Salazar Lismachalei. He brought his Ola in order to do Smicha. So it's a double whammy: Ola, which Beis Shammai says you can't bring, and Smicha. And Matzah Talmid Echad Mitalmid Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai Talmidim saw him. Armelo, and what this Talmud said: "Mazu Smicha." What are you doing here? Smicha? Rashi says, Mazu smicha shata rotza lismach v'lavar divi beishamai v'lo anu chalukam aleichem. Don't we argue with you? How can you do smicha? Clearly also, we must not have realized that this was a ola, because they were going to get that also. But here we went only on the fact that he's going to do smicha. Amelo says back to him, Mazu shtika. What's this? Quiet? Rashi says, Shahayu lecha lishtok v'lecha shosik. You should have shut your mouth and you didn't. Shitku ben Azif of Halachlo. So he quieted himself big. Ga'ara, she says, with Musar, he got Musar big time. He was quiet and he walked away. Amar Abai Abai says, Hilka Chaitzum Rabbanon, Da Amar Le Chavri Milsa. He says that we learn from this a beautiful thing. That the way you go ahead and you want to give someone the smackdown, Lola Haderle Milsa Tfei Mimai Da Amar Le Chavri. Don't say more than what your friend said to you. V'de'iu amar le mazu smicha. What is this smicha? And he says back to him, v'kama hadale mazu shtika. What's this quiet? In other words, quiet down. So you see, you get into an argument with someone, they say like something, respond to them in measure of what they said to you. Don't make it into a whole big spiel. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Now, this is going to be going back to the discussion we had yesterday, Machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel, about an Olas Re'iyah, of whether or not it's going to be brought on Yontif, and not Beis Hillel says yes, Beisham says no. Amru Lehem, Beis Hillel, Beisham, Beis Hillel says Beishamai. Why don't you bring a Yontif? If we know of a place where it's Asir to bring for Hedyot, Rashi explains, Shabbos is Asir Lassus Lehedyot Klum, but it's still Mutter Legavoa, because you can do Tamidim and Musafim on Shabbos, that we do. Can't do it, so then, Mutter legavoa. Yeah, let's try it again. Umab makom shalso lehedyot mutter legavoa. Makom shemutter lehedyot. Something which is mutter for the hedyot to do. Rashi says, for example, Yom Tov d'chsev hu levado yaseh lechem kol tzatzar cheachila. Anything that's allowed to be mutter for you. Eno din shemutter legavoa. If it's going to be mutter for you, for sure it's going to be mutter for gavoa. If we have times like we said that Shabbos, it's also for you, but it's mutter legavoa. Then if it's mutter for you, for sure it's mutter legavoa. Kol tzar chechilas mizbech, even olas re'iyah. So why are you saying not? Amar lem Beis Shammai, Shammai say back to him, what are you trying to do? Nedarim nedavos uchicha. We know that you can't bring nedarim nedavos. Pretty straightforward. Mutter lehedyot, it's mutter, they can have regular food. V'asa legavoa, it's also bringing legavoa. This clearly is going within the shitas that we said, that even Beis Hillel of Maskim, he can't bring nedarim nedavos. So he kind of knocks him down. Amar lem Beis Hillel, they say back to him, Mala nedarim nedavos, ain't kavu lem zman. You're bringing that is a right to knock me off. But in Dominant Divorce, there's no Kevas man within them. Tomer ba'olus v'yish shekavu'olam z'man. Olus v'yish has a z'man. It's got to be brought during this holiday. Amalem b'shamay. Avzu in kavu'olam z'man. What are you talking about? That doesn't have a z'man either. You know why? You're not stuck. It's not. Mishalu chag b'yom tov rishon shechag. Someone who didn't bring the chagiga, didn't bring his chagiga, or this means as well as the Olas Re'iyah, you don't bring in the first day. You can bring it to the whole holiday. For Yom Tov Achon Shechag, you can even bring it on Shmini Atzeres. So therefore, you can't do it on Yontif. What are you trying to say? This is a set time. That too is still, even though you're right, that I can bring it the whole holiday, but it's still only in the holiday I can bring it. In which case, therefore, it's considered set time. I can bring it on Yontif as well. If you didn't bring it over the whole Chag, you don't bring it afterwards, which means that you have a set time, so you can bring it on Yontif. Bishama says, doesn't the Pasuk say, by Ochel Nefesh, it's only something which is Lechem. Only you can write, Koma Lecha Lo Yasa Behem. Achasher Ye Ochel Lechol Nefesh, Hu Levado Yasa Lechem. It should be done only for you. Velo Legavoa. Amar Lehem Beisel says, back to him, what do you mean? Velokvar Nemer Lahashem. Don't we have a Pasuk which says, Vechagosam Oso Chag Lahashem, which means it's something which is also for Hashem. Kol De Lahashem. And then it's for Hashem. All this Re'iyah is for Hashem, so you can bring it. Im Kain Matamad Lochem. So why did it say Lechem? You want to know? Lechem Velo Lekusim. It means for you, and you can't do it for Goyim. Lechem Velo Leklavim. You're allowed to go and do Malacha for you in order to eat, but not for your dogs. Okay, Abba Shol Omer B'Loshan Acheres. Abba Shol comes on and gives another pshat of what was going on with Beis Hillel. Abba Shol Omer B'Loshan Acheres. Umab Malkum Shekira Schastuma, in a place where your kira, where your oven is sealed. What does that mean, kira schastuma? Rashi explains that Yeshlam Beis Kibol, the kira is Yeshlam Beis Kibol. It had a place where you can put something in it. Lekabel Shtei Kederos. V'Shayach Lemimim B'Stuma P'sucha. Right, that we could say it's closed or it's open. And meaning you're not allowed to cook over here. Right, Ma'ab Makom Shikiras L'Sum. Meaning Shabbos, it's also to cook. Kibos Rabcha P'sucha. But your master's oven is open. Meaning you're allowed to do for Shabbos. And you're allowed to do certain karbonos for Hashem. B'Makom Shikiras L'Psucha. If your kira is open, and Eino Din Shikiras Rabcha P'sucha, isn't it clear that you're allowed to do for your master as well? The chain badim doesn't make any sense. Shelo yeh shulchan chamole v'shulchan rabcha reikan. You're going to say that your shulchan is full and the shulchan of your rebbe is empty of Hashem. Doesn't make any sense. Of course, you're allowed to do it even on Shabbos, even on Yontif. Now, this last piece that just, you know, that Abba Shaul brought, it seems to be the same shtick of the Tanakhama said. He just brought up of kiras chapsucha, stuma. It's the same kal v'chomer. So what's the difference? Rest says the Gemara, Mykamifli, what's the machlokas here? Mar Savar, Nidarm Nidavas, Krev Miyotov. One of them is that the Abba Shaul, he holds that you can even do Nidarm Nidavas. That was like one of the shitas that we saw yesterday. Even the Darm Nidavas that he brought on Yontif. Mar Savar, Ein Krev Miyotov. Says, no, you're not allowed to bring the Darm Nidavas, even according to Beis Hillel on Yontif. Amar Avuna, just a little bit more. L'divir Omer Medarim Nedavos ain't craving Yontif. According to one who says you're not bringing Medarim Nedavos on Yontif. Lo tema midarais, don't say that. Really, midarais say you can, but midarabanan it was a gezera. Lo tema midarais semech suchazu. For abanan who the gazerihu, don't say that. What would be the gezera? Gezera sheme yashe. That maybe you're going to hold off to do it because you say I could do it in Yontif, so I'll hold off in doing it. And then, Chalila, if you hold off in doing it, what's going to end up happening? Rashi says, Ada omed she yehelo, Ada omed she yehelo basem matzabiragel, v'shema. Kishiyava Umed, when that time comes, Yerelo Onus, Vinimsame Acher Nidro, maybe you're going to end up missing doing it altogether because something's going to come up. Ela Fila Midar Raisa Nami Lochaza, even Midar Raisa, you're not allowed to go and do this. Rashi says, Sphirale the Usser, Ki Dichsev La Hashem, Dumya Vichagosam Kamar, Olos Hadomos Chagiga, Shizman Kavua Beregel Kamosa. Only things that are chayv to be done exactly that time. But if you can do something at a different time, then don't do. So don't think that the reason why you're not allowed to bring the Dharma Nadavas is a Durabana, really Midaraisa. And I'll even prove it to you that it's not an issue. Are we going to say that the reason is because maybe it's a Durabana and it's Gezerah Shemayasha? You know why? The Shtei Alechem, these are two different breads that we'd bring on Shavuos, two in the Karbonas that brought a bread. And we know we bring it, it's to be brought on that day. Now you have to throw it before. V'leka l'migzer shemayasha. And don't say like, maybe you're going to push it off, because that's not, there's no shaykhis to that, because the actual chiv is to do it on that day. And yet, v'eino docholos Shabbos osu yontav. It's not docholos Shabbos and yontav. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos and yontav, it's such a thing. So we see that even in a place where you don't have lo yasha issue going on over here, still you're not allowed to break it. So don't think that it's a darabanan shtekel. It's actually a daraisa thing. According to one who says you can't bring the darabanan davas on yontav, it is a midaraisa thing and not a darabanan dikadin. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all y'all a great, great day.